Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. As we record this, it is the morning of April 1st. Usually, the first of the month is a day to send a rent deposit, pay off some credit card debt, or make a car payment. In the wake of the pandemic, today is different. Canadians are facing numerous financial challenges as the COVID-19 virus continues to spread. Over the last weeks, many have lost jobs, had their hours reduced, or been impacted in other ways financially. It is a tenuous time for all. A part of today's show will be a review of the supports available to Canadians right now. The federal government has announced a 3-point economic plan to help Canadians through the crisis. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Wednesday morning that these are the greatest economic measures taken in Canada's history.
We have a plan to protect jobs, to help those who've been laid off, and to support businesses that are having cash flow problems. And we're not done yet. We're going to keep working hard to make sure you're getting the support you need. This is the largest economic program in Canada's history. So I've asked the House Leader and the Deputy Minister to reach out to the other parties about bringing back Parliament. This must be a Team Canada effort. Governments of all orders across the country are stepping up to fulfill their responsibilities to Canadians. Canada hasn't seen this type of civic mobilization since the Second World War. These are the biggest economic measures in our lifetimes to defeat a threat to our health. These historic measures will support Canadians to stay home to defeat COVID-19.
Here's a quick summary of some of the financial relief measures out there and how to apply. The new Canada Emergency Relief Benefit replaces other federal measures, including the emergency care and support payments. If your employment ended because of COVID-19 and you received employment income or maternity or paternity leave of at least $5,000 in 2019 or in the past 12 months, you are eligible for the relief benefit. This includes those who have been laid off, the self-employed, those in self-isolation, and those who have stopped working to care for children or elderly. The federal website is now live. Canadians can apply for the relief benefit beginning April 6th. The first check should be received approximately 10 days after application. The relief benefit applies to employees, contract workers, and the self-employed who are not otherwise eligible for employment insurance. Workers who are still employed but are receiving no income due to COVID-19 work interruptions are also eligible. If you already receive EI benefits, you keep this assistance instead of the emergency relief benefit. But if your EI benefits end before October 3rd, you will be able to apply for the new relief. Due to EI processing delays, if you applied for EI after March 15th, the Canada Emergency Relief Benefit will replace the EI you would have received. You do not need to reapply. Your current EI request will be converted into a request for the relief benefit. The new benefit is retroactive to March 15th and is taxable. Last week, the Prime Minister announced two other economic relief measures. The Canadian Emergency Wage Subsidy will fund up to 75% of employees' salaries. This will cover the first $58,700 of an annual salary, or up to a maximum of $847 per week. Businesses must demonstrate that they are doing everything they can to cover the remaining 25%. Who can apply? Businesses that have lost at least 30% of their revenues due to COVID-19 will be eligible to apply for the payroll coverage. They cannot be publicly funded organizations, but charities, nonprofits, and businesses of all sizes will still be eligible. Employee count does not matter. If your organization's revenue has been impacted by at least 30%, you can apply. The wage subsidy will be backdated to March 15th. The Canadian Emergency Business Account was also launched last week. It offers government-guaranteed loans of up to $40,000 to small and medium-sized businesses. The loans will be interest-free for the first year. If certain conditions are met, $10,000 will be forgivable. The government announced an additional $12.5 billion to assist small businesses with operational cash flow requirements. And there is a deferral of GST and HST payments and import duties and taxes through to June. The specific details on eligibility are still being rolled out. The federal government is expected to make further announcements about both the wage subsidy and business account in the coming days. The government will create an online application portal for both the subsidy and account. As of noon on April 1st, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 9,017 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 105 deaths. Over 250,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was the response for April 1st. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The responses sound clips are made available through a partnership with Canadian Public Affairs Channel.